Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smith and international
call. Interface complete.
Yeah. All right, y'all, check this out. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good. Got to head over and get me some motherfucking blunts. I'm kind of late starting the show, you know what I'm saying? Had a rough night last night, just a long night. And got a lot of things accomplished, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody who performed last night at Coco's Lounge. And hanging out, Miss Janu, you know what I'm saying, doing her thing. Performing well, live, you know what I'm saying? And doing her thing, getting up there, representing. And we had a good time, man, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people there coming to perform as usual. Shout out to Crim Joe. Shout out to motherfucking Creep, Crim. Shout out to everybody that was hanging out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who came out and did their thing. You know, that's definitely what to do. Appreciate y'all. We need the support. We need the help. You know what I'm saying? So, and just a quick second, y'all, because you know I'm going out here to get some motherfucking blunts. I'm going to take a quick little stop and jump this motherfucking gig. And when I come back, we're going to be playing some more motherfucking music. You know what I'm saying? I got some new music, actually, from them. So, it's going to be down like that. Y'all hold us out. Y'all hold tight. All right. Make sure you don't walk and talk in the motherfucking middle of the street either. Cars coming, people. You don't get your motherfucking ass laid out. You know what I'm saying? Get across the street first, get cleared and shit. Then you'll be all right. Until then. Oh, yeah, you need a tie. Shout out to the Chevy riders out here. You know what I'm saying? And, what's up, brother? You happen to be down here in Tampa, Florida. You know, make sure you holler at your boy. He caught me some blunts real quick, y'all. You know what time it is? Live from Circle K. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get me some white grapes. Let's see if we can get them. Oh, shit, I don't even see them on the... I don't see them. Hold on, y'all.
How you doing? Hey, you don't have any more white drink cigarettes? One pack of
anything? Tomorrow morning.
Give me. Thank you.
Yeah, tobacco is steadily going up, you know what I'm saying? Shit just, I don't know how it is in y'all hood, man. Down here, paying my fucking $2 on some motherfucking blunts. Like, goddamn, what the hell is that? But that's business. That's why I resell the motherfuckers for, and I don't take no shorts on shit, because, bitch, I'm getting taxed. I'm going to tax you, so that's the way the world goes, you know what I'm saying? And what I do. I don't know why I'm buying blunts normally. I buy my own shit, you know what I'm saying? I get my own shit, but I ain't stop at the warehouse. I had to go by the warehouse probably tomorrow. I'm going stop and get some more blunts and shit like that. I got to hold on, y'all. Let me sit down. Yeah, I got a jumper point. Well, yeah, my little complex where I stay at. Jumping across the wall, y'all, to get to the fucking stove. And these stupid motherfuckers don't want to goddamn just put a little hole in the wall like a gate so everybody can get their ass too. So, subsequently, it makes a motherfucker like me have to find the lowest point of the wall and then get my ass over. Straight up. What is wrong for this dude? Y'all hold on a second, once again, live right here on the radio, Record of the Game Radio. All right. And that's still back, man. That's what I do, man. You know, I gotta walk, get me blunts and shit. You know what I'm saying? Get to my fucking, and keep getting your smoke on, man. You gotta keep blunts. You know what I'm saying? At least a nigga like me. Sorry, y'all. I don't mean to speak for all you non-potheads out there, all you sober mofos, you know what I'm saying? But trilateral style, well, at least half of the trilateral style. We ain't trying to call up Freddie J, man. Shouts out to Freddie, they found Freddie J. Hey, and definitely shouts out yesterday, man. I had to ride on some niggas, man. That shit dealt too exclusive. Y'all didn't catch the show yesterday, man. It ain't no way you can run it back either. We did some real, I was just going off on dumbass motherfuckers, basically. For all you niggas out there, man, and females too, if you're out there, mother, talking about seeing titties all on the cam and, oh, let me see your titties. Oh, you need to check yourself. I mean, if a titty is a turn on, man. You niggas need to go back to your mama's den and start sucking on their titties, because damn. That's it, though, Mr. What the fuck his name was? Mr. I don't give a fuck. Looking like no Marion and shit. You know what I'm saying? Fake ass motherfucking, Noja boy and shit. Throat ass motherfuckers. All the old fat bitch in there talking all that bullshit talking about. I want to see some titties. You dumb. Bitch, you, what the hell you talking about? You want to see some titties? That's the way I was coming to people. You know what I'm saying? 14, 15 year olds wanting to look at women and shit, you know what I'm saying? Got pedophiles and predators and all that trying to influence, you know what I'm saying, kids to do stupid stuff. It get real crazy, man, straight up. It just get real crazy, so. But you mess around with me, I'm going to show you what it do, baby. I'm going to make it do what it do, baby. You know what I'm saying? I rolled that motherfucker. I rolled everybody up in that bitch. And then cut my motherfucking music up on their ass so jamming so motherfucking hard until finally they kicked me out of the room, you know, which I ain't give a shit. Said everybody in that raggedy motherfucker anyway. I wasn't supposed to be in there tonight, but I was, so I held it down. Hell. Walk up these steps real quick, stay upstairs, get my building painted, you know what I'm saying, getting the building looking fresh and decorated. Pink ain't my color, but hey, fuck, pink and pretty keeps people calm, you know what I'm saying? What's up? That's what they say, you know what I'm saying? It's all to the gizzard. It's all to the gizzard, yeah, homie. But out here working on the building, see me with my little package and everything. We got my little blunt, y'all. Right. Go get my little mind right now. So you want to try to take a little break and break, you know what I'm saying? Try to take a little break and break with your boy. You know, nigga like me, though, I fire you up, homie. I fix me a cup of wine, y'all. Yeah, I'm finna be a wine, though. Thirsty. Right. So, sip on. Shouts out to shouts out to Gyros. You know what I'm saying? I had some good ass motherfucking fish and shrimp with black beans and yellow rice. $8.49. Oh, can't beat that. Which I wasn't trying to. I was trying to motherfucking eat. I didn't give a shit. It was at them $9, bitch, kept him moving. And Johnny, whoa. Alcohol abuse. People, when you're walking with alcohol, please take your time. Be careful. Every drop can be your last. All right. And we are live, people. We are in the building. This is official. This is motherfucking Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Prize. And we about to blast off in this bitch, y'all. I got some new music that I'm be playing, you know what I'm saying, featuring my dogs from last night. Clem Creep, Hitman, Grip, Bobby Treacherous, which is a white boy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, doing his thing. Fuck Eminem. And now all that Eminem bullshit, Vanilla Ice bullshit. And we had Sweet CC Promotions up in that bitch holding it down. Of course, Miss Jalu doing her thing. Shouts out to Deuce, you know what I'm saying, for coming through. Talking a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? But he got there handling his bitch, you know what I'm saying? And then who else we had? Deuce, Grip. Let me tell y'all something, artist. All right, let me tell you something, too. If you come into a situation where the sound system is kind of fucked up, you know what I'm saying? You have to work with what you have. Last night, I came into a situation that ain't have nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? I was at the club just to make a show CD for my artist because she forgot us. And I was just supposed to burn her up a CD. By the time I was done burning my CD up, the little open mic, the karaoke that I had done finished. So they got me, you know what I'm saying? They asked me, am I going to DJ and shit? I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? You know what I'm saying? But I keep it real, you know what I'm saying? So if it's local artists in the building, you know, any artist period, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna step up and I'm gonna do what I got to do, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's DJ for free, because it's all about the motherfucking indie, you know what I'm saying? So I stepped up, started handling my business and shit, playing some music, whatever. And shout out to Hood Boogie, my dog Rock, Frank and Rock, you know what I'm saying? Rock came through with the wireless mic, as always, and and save the day, basically. You know what I'm saying? But them motherfuckers don't even understand. Them artists do not understand. Really, they did not have a show last night. I mean, honestly. They didn't have a DJ. Didn't have a mic, period. So what the fuck you was going to do? You was going to listen to some music and not perform at all. So this nigga got up there, Shorty T and Young Florida. They get their ass up there first ones. You know what I'm saying? When they start rapping, first of all, the nigga show CD was lower than a bitch. You know what I'm saying? So what I did, we had to compensate for it. So if I'm adjusting his shit, and the nigga get halfway, not even half, 2 minutes into the song, nigga gonna talk some, oh, fuck that, man. I ain't really gonna do the song. Nigga, fuck you, dog. You feel me? I mean, you tell the motherfucking DJ, man, all right, DJ, you got that shit right? Okay, run that bitch back. Let's get this motherfucker cracking. But you don't stop no motherfucking performances. I mean, if I invited you there, I wouldn't invite you to another motherfucking event. Nigga, I would take you out my motherfucking phone book. Fuck you, dog. I wouldn't give you no fucking context. You feel me? Because everybody who came after that, bitch, we rocked that motherfucker. That bitch sounded like a concert. That bitch was rocked. You feel me? And it was recorded. So go to TampaRap.com. Matter of fact, I'm finna go and check that shit out my damn self. TampaRap.com. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Joe. He a white boy, you know what I'm saying, recording live, doing his thing real big, man, representing for the indie artists, man. And then this is how we do, we network. And it just so happened, you know, dude, his DJ that was supposed to come with the equipment and shit didn't even show up. So if I wasn't there, they wouldn't even have a motherfucking DJ. You know what I'm saying? So artists, you know, I know shit sound, you know, be sounding fucked up sometimes in the club, but you got to work with what the fuck you have, you know what I'm saying? Until you get to that goddamn, until you get to a status of where, you know what I'm saying, you ain't got to pay a motherfucker. Until then, you got to do what you got to do, man. When you go into a club, if that motherfucking sound system is fucked up, work with the fuck you have. Shout out my nigga Crimp, you know what I'm saying, for really accepting that fact. Because the nigga was like, man, well, can we move some speakers over? I'm like, dog, this ain't my club. I can't move shit up in this motherfucker but my mouthpiece, and that's what I'm doing to tell you to go ask somebody else, you know what I'm saying, if you can move they shit, you know, because everybody want to hear themselves for some motherfucking reason. Bitch, you there to rap. You don't need to hear your motherfucking self. If you know what the fuck you're supposed to say, say it. Get your ass on the mic. Play your goddamn music. Because 9 times out of 10, well, except for Bobby Treacherous, who, big ups to him, which pisses me off too, because y'all let the white boy come in here with nothing but a goddamn beat. And I mean, my boy did his motherfucking thing. I asked for his CD before I asked for anybody else's. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to motherfucker Bobby Treacherous. Check him out on checkitcheckit.com, because this is the only motherfucker that provided me with a goddamn CD that was pressed up, you know what I'm saying, that had contact information on the motherfucker for me to even look at. You know what I'm saying? And also shouts out my dog, Meech Dog, you know what I'm saying, famous comedian out of Kentucky, who dropped off some new music representing his hometown, you know what I'm saying? Hurrah Season, which I'm going to upload. We're going to get that on. And also, who he sent me? Oh, okay. Both of these from Hurrah Season, Wildin' Out, and the other was called Gumboat. All right. So, shouts out to that. And that's for people that just stopped up on the bridge, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Skin the 42, representing up in here. This is the Starship Smelly Pratt, Wrecking the Game Radio. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good, coming out of 81 Trait, TAMPA. FLA, we is worldwide, taking this thing all the way to Cali, all the way to Texas, you know what I'm saying, and everywhere in between, including Australia. And I got to call my damn Colo for just a minute, get her motherfucking ass on this damn phone, because she's over there in the motherfucking Connecticut right now, you know what I'm saying, doing a thing, and that's what it do. Let me take quick time out for this stop.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Biggs coming to you live and direct from Bottom Sub, the only spot that matters, maybe the hottest spot in the state of Florida. You can hate us, but you'll never forget us. Rolling with Wrecking the Game Entertainment, as always, DJ MTP in the house, baby. That's right, DJ Biggs. You heard me, baby.
Yeah.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
I was about to keep prank calling my goddamn phone. I would stay off my motherfucking phone. Stop calling my shit. Motherfucker. Yeah, I don't know. I come on the show, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? You got to be,
be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits.
That's real. And you want to be live on the Starship Smelly Prize, I do have to be in your board of Starship, man. It's 347-237-5125 if you want a hell of a brother to come up on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And this is the sign that you will hear before you can bring your ass up on the bridge. But you already on the bridge, but before you can come to the control room and smoke one with your boy, you got to have some blunts or some reefer. If you ain't got either one of the two, please keep your ass out in space, goddamn it, because to me, that's where the fuck you at. You know what I'm saying? But this is what you should hear. You know what I'm saying? And your ass will be on board. Shouts out to all my retarded people out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I am, you know, I do a practice of affirmative action out this motherfucker, y'all. So this is how we dizzle. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, thank y'all for coming through. I got to jump into a song, man, so I can go ahead and get some more tracks. I'm telling you, I got some real, real gutter shit. You know what I'm saying? Some real hot indie music. Shout out once again to Bobby Treacherous, who I will be motherfucking putting in the mix in just a second, y'all. This is my artist, Miss John New, and this is Whoa. We're going to get into it right here live on Wrecking the Game, Starship Smelly Prize Radio.
Talk about them in my song, and I told myself it's just a physical. call it traction. But this kind of stuff always pop into some action. But holes on his face and he won't stop licking. Say he love the way I taste. Whoa, whoa.
In Kazakhstan, we laugh when we hear the name because a bush means the hair around the testis satchel.
I just want the paper, the visa, the visa. I just want the paper, the visa, Capisha. I just want the paper. I just want the paper, the visa, Capisha.
Big Bama right there, y'all, you know what I'm saying, representing for the paper. And, yeah, that's what we do right here live. We on Regular Game Radio, man. I'm in the building. Boy, DJ Smell So Good. I'm going to upload some tracks. That's why I'm, you know, getting into some music. And don't forget, man, in a couple of minutes, I'm gonna hit this top of the hour, you know what I'm saying, about 30 minutes. Yeah, we got an hour left to the show. We got an hour and a half. So top of the hour, you know what I'm saying, that's when I get into the nutty news of the day. Actually, I lied, because I told y'all yesterday, you know what I'm saying, I had missed the nutty news of the day. So what the fuck we finna do, play one more song, and we're going to come back with the nutty news of the day. Shouts out to Buddy Rowe, who was up in the motherfucking building, holding it down. Florida Terrace. Yeah. My bad, y'all. Make sure, people, you don't have your shit muted when you try to talk to your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? It's time for the Nutty News of the Day, people. Provided to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. Don't take it my word for it. Go read it for your motherfucking self. And always remember, believe half of what you read, none of what you hear. Oh, yeah. Is it what now? What time is it? Oh, shit. Talking about it's business time. Yeah, y'all know we is in the mother building. The what? The mother building. Yeah, man, this your boy DJ Smells So Good. Give me all the news from all around the world. And I do mean the world. Yeah, because what we finna do, man, we finna start taking this thing on all the way around the world, man, and bringing y'all something that, I guarantee you, this shit I'm finna read to you, you're not gonna hear. And you will hear a couple of, you know, articles here and there. Some of the mainstream ones. But most of this shit I'm finna read, yeah, you're not gonna be hearing about that one. Probably like this one. Governor nixes flat screen TVs for sex offenders. Only in Minnesota, people. Here you go, Governor Tim Pawlenty says he's ordering the removal of new flat-screen TVs from Minnesota's sex offender treatment facility. Pawlenty called it a bonehead decision, which, duh, to outfit the facility in Moose Lake with 24 50-inch plasma TVs. Man, this is, see, because he's a fucking pedophile his motherfucking self. He's just looking out for his homeboys, trying to make them fucking feel comfortable and shit. Sex offender ass motherfuckers, you. Anyways, Pawlenty says he doesn't usually micromanage state agencies, but decides to step in in this case. Taxpayers may be surprised to learn they footed the hefty bill, which each TV costing about $1,500 plus a $700 mounting bracket. Yeah, so that $2,000 that could have went to your kids' higher education and learning, it went to these pedophile sex predator motherfuckers that want to fuck your little kids in the ass so they can sit there and watch a big screen TV and sexually explicit programs and shit. You know what I'm saying? Even while they doing their rehabilitation. But shouts out to Governor Pawlenty, though, for handling that, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of more of you motherfuckers need to step up. Go ahead and take these stupid motherfuckers off the face of the goddamn earth. But, hey, I ain't finna go there. All right, shouts out to this dumb bitch, you know what I'm saying, because she lied, and 7 people pleaded guilty to abusing her. So shouts out you stupid motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're in Charleston, West Virginia, y'all, with 7 people pleaded guilty for their part in abusing Megan Williams. But now, Williams says that abuse never happened. She will recant her claims of abuse, according to attorney Byron L. Potts, who represents Williams. She has decided... She has been living this lie for approximately 2 years, and she has decided to tell the truth, Potts said. She fabricated the story, and she said she did this in retaliation because she was having a relationship with one of the 7 men. So, yeah, y'all, that's just a fuck-ass bitch scorn. Fuck you motherfucking women out there that get scorned, do some more whole-ass shit like that, man. I'm sorry, you got to woman up, you know what I'm saying? You took 7 fucking people down for 1 motherfucking nigga? Damn. And the shit wasn't even true? Come on, man. You just affected people's lives. I mean, family lives. Some of them dudes got kids and shit, man. And you don't put this old fake, fluky-ass story on their ass. And then 2 years later, bitch, you couldn't even walk in the streets of my neighborhood. I have somebody whooping your motherfucking ass every fucking day. I promise you that. I would pay a bitch $20 to go punch that bitch in her motherfucking face. And I just have to carry $100 with me every day. You just be my mission for motivation to kick some motherfucking ass. Anyway, we're moving on, y'all. Taking this shit all the way to motherfucking Caldwell. Shouts out to Idaho. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why, but, you know, big up to Idaho. Shouts out to the House of Jacks. I see you just popped up on the bridge. You know what I'm saying? You is in tune to the Nutty News of the Day. Right now, we live. You know what I'm saying? Starship Smelly Pride, Regular Game Radio. And we're taking this thing to Caldwell, Idaho, y'all. Dumb bitch. Yeah. Well, a woman was crushed by a garage door after a fake 9/11 call. Yeah. Here we go. Police say an Idaho woman who made a false 9/11 call to lure paramedics out of their station made. What the fuck are you trying to do? Toilet paper the goddamn fire department or something? Lure paramedics out of the station, made a real emergency call minutes later when she got trapped under the station's garage door. Yeah. Dumbass, which should be in front of her name, Melissa R. Ferris, died. God damn. Hell to the no, y'all. This dumbass bitch died of injuries suffered when she was crushed by the closing garage door at the Canyon County Station. Ferris, a former paramedic at the station, had been trying to crawl under the door after the ambulance left to respond to a non-existent traffic accident. That's what you get, bitch. Hold on, man. I got something for the dumb bitch, too. Hold on, y'all. Excuse me for 1 second. Because what she just did, you know what I'm saying, was sort of like when people call my motherfucking phone, you know what I'm saying, call my goddamn hell in me and shit, like these motherfuckers. Who is it?
Avon calling.
Who? Get y'all motherfucking ass off my shit, punk ass motherfucker. Get y'all ass off my goddamn spaceship. God, fuck out of here. Yeah, you get 2 shots for that, you dumbass. Dumbass bitches. Anyways, y'all. Gonna take this bitch all the way across the fucking world. And again, y'all, I'm in 81 Trey, Florida. You know what I'm saying? So we taking this thing all the way to Moorside, England. Yeah. What 2-year-old ditches school and walks home alone? All right. All right. A British mother said she has removed her 2-year-old son from preschool after he escaped the nursery and walked home on his own. Yeah, well, y'all would have had to remove my foot from the nursery's ass, because I would have been kicking some motherfucking ass that day. Tony Boswell, 27, said her son, Dylan Lowe, gave teachers the slip on his first day. The first day at St. Thomas's Primary School in Moorside, England, and walked home alone across a busy main road and 2 motherfucking side streets. Wow. Man, please. It would have been some ass kickings up and down. Yeah, it would have. Yeah, definitely. Man, yeah, shouts out to House of Jacks, man, coming into the real radio, man. Yeah, this is adult. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even give my motherfucking, hold on, people. I got to I'll let y'all know. I don't have smart motherfuckers on my show, you know what I'm saying? So, to all you smart
the following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
That's real, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna play that shit here. So, that's how we do. And, hold on, man. Somebody, who the hell? All right. What do you want? What do you want? I got somebody keep my fucking calling me. What do you want, man? Just say no, people. You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
Marge, I just realized I am the O in the word now. And if you tell anyone...
Honey, I like it when you call, but we just talked 5 minutes ago. Hang on, I've got a call waiting. Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got Marge on the other line, and she is totally bumming me out.
Dad, I thought you didn't like her saxophone.
I didn't, but now Daddy's special medicine, which you must never use because it will ruin your life, lets Daddy see and hear magical things you will never experience. Ever.
Dad, it's 1 a.m., and I'm out of saliva.
Shh, shh, shh. Saxophone would make a great pipe.
And if y'all know what the fuck he talking about, you know what I'm saying? Get
oh,
a goddamn clue.
That's marijuana. Good stuff, too. Oh, man. Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, that's how we do it in Reno.
Wow. 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 All I can say is wow!
Straight up, man. All right, people, let's take this shit to Lockport. I don't know where the hell that's at, but I'm pretty sure we're going to find out. Where the chief shoots himself. Damn, you pull a goddamn Dick Cheney. Oops, my bad. Now, that's shooting a bitch in the motherfucking face with a goddamn bird gun and shit. Anyways, yeah, while at the firing range. A Niagara Falls. Okay, that's where this is at, people. Watch yourself if you go around Niagara Falls. Yeah. A Niagara Falls battalion chief was treated for a superficial gunshot wound after he accidentally shot himself today during peace officer during peace officer training. Some shit they just need to leave out of there. It just makes the shit all more hilarious. You know what I'm saying? Peace officer training at the North Forest Road and Gun Club. Yeah, Niagara County Sheriff's Deputy said Chief Gregory Colangelo suffered the injury when he tried to reholster his 40 caliber Glock. Damn. You. Well, people. Once again, people, some people, you know, do some type of shit, you know, that just remind you of certain things, you know what I'm saying, and this type of situation. Where my motherfucking shit at? Oh, y'all. If I can find it. Yeah. This is what that just reminded me of. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Straight up. You know what I'm saying? You, man. All right, people. All right. We're going to get into another one, y'all. Fuck it. If you from Naptown, shouts out to goddamn Naptown. Because we is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Well, I don't know who the fuck you praying to, but anyways, a gunman prays with clerk before finishing the motherfucking robbery. At least you got to, hey, that what I'm talking about. Lord told you go ahead and get them $20 if he let you up out of there. That's how I see it. A gunman spent nearly 10 minutes on his knees. At least he wasn't doing nothing else, you know what I'm saying? Shit, for $20, hell, motherfucking shit. I got some chicks that can what? Get that up out of you. Oh, anyway, 10 minutes on his knees praying with the clerk at a check cashing business before fleeing with her cell phone and $20 from the register. Why the hell? Nigga, you probably stole the prepaid phone and shit. You done took a bitch track phone and shit. A SafeLink phone, you know what I'm saying, that the government give you and shit. Give you 60 minutes free every month. Yeah, I took the old lady track phone and shit. She can't even call. Help, I've fallen, and I can't call out. How bad, y'all. I shouldn't have even done that. I'm sorry. All right, y'all. Anyway, Indianapolis police said, security video from the Advance America branch clearly showed the man's face during yesterday's stick-up, and a 23-year-old man surrendered today on a preliminary charge of robbery, which kills me now. How in the hell cheap, broke-ass Advance America can have video cameras high HD enough, Blu-ray enough to where they can catch this motherfucker, but every national motherfucking bank that they show on we're looking for this person, you can't see a goddamn thing. Come on, people. All right, anyways. Fuck ever. 7-Eleven got goddamn HD and they shit. How the fuck 7-Eleven, I guarantee you, if you go on that bitch and rob it, they going to know the hell your ass is. And before you get to the house, bam, they going to be at that motherfucker waiting on you. But you go into a goddamn Nation's Bank, rob the shit out of that bitch, get you about 4,000, 5,000 about that motherfucker. It's going to take them goddamn 7 years to find you and shit. The hell is going on in America, people? Anyways, only in motherfucking Madrid, Spain. Yeah, tu hablo español. No, I'm just speaking un poco for the show. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so we taking this thing to Madrid, Spain, y'all. Hey, that's a good-ass idea, boy. I'm sorry. Wheelchair user 92 arrested for smuggling coke. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm sorry, y'all. Here we go. 92-year-old woman with cocaine strapped to her body flew all the way from Brazil to Spain before police arrested her in a wheelchair at Madrid Airport. They found 4.3 kilos or nearly 9.5 pounds of cocaine packets strapped to her legs and torso. God, that's he balling. That bitch balling. Bitch, when I touch down, he balling. These are just my party drugs. Oh, shit. Damn, who's she fucking with? It also arrested a 44-year-old female companion who tried to escape on another plane due to her advanced age. Yeah, it's practically impossible that she would be tried or face jail time, said the Civil Guard spokesman. Shit. 92 years old, and she ain't finna face no fucking time. Shit, me. Your ass be sitting in a motherfucking white room fucking with me. And bitch, you was transporting the white. You just sit your ass in the white. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. You only got 8 years left on this motherfucker anyway. I'll see you at the 100. You make it to the 100, bitch, I'll let you back out. That's what I do for her. Fuck that. Shit. Anybody else, that's motherfucking life. You gonna take their goddamn life? 9 pounds of coke? Come on, people. 9 pounds of coke. Honestly. Honestly. 9 pounds. Man, shit. If you couldn't see on a 92-year-old pound, probably she was probably 92 pounds soaking with her damn self. So I mean, for her to have 9.5 pounds, shit, she looking overweight. And I doubt if a 92-year-old woman is pregnant at 92. No. The PMS probably is not kicking in at 92. I'm pretty sure she's past menopause. Hell, she done paused. And men paused, too. Oh, shit, I'm sorry, y'all. I cracked my motherfucking self up. Even if you ain't here, shit. Why? I'm probably smoking weed. You know what I'm saying? If you're not smoking weed, the fuck is you doing? Fuck is you doing? All right, y'all. We got one more, man. We're going to take a little commercial break. Yeah. Well, we're taking a stand to Washington, D.C., where a controversial imam, whatever the fuck is that, imam, is to join Jesse Jackson. Yeah, a radical imam. What the fuck is an imam? They come up with all these old bullshit-ass names and shit. Insurgents, imams, bitch, if they bombers. You didn't call goddamn Timothy McVeigh no motherfucking insurgent. No goddamn imam, no crazy ass name. Call that bitch just what the fuck he was. A fucking bomber. Shit. Anyways, a radical imam who was at once investigated as a possible co-conspirator in the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center will share the stage as a featured guest and speaker when the Council on American Islamic Relations celebrities celebrates its 15th anniversary in Washington. His stuff is very appealing to young Muslims who are on a radical path. Also speaking at the event will be the Reverend Jesse Jackson, which, I mean, come on, people. Y'all invited motherfucking Gaddafi. The guy, come on. Y'all gave taxpayers paid for Gaddafi and his whole fucking 150 motherfucking people entourage to come to the damn U.S. summit. Come on, man. Y'all don't see the goddamn facade, the goddamn cloud of bullshit that's going on, people. These motherfuckers is paying for their friends to come over here and party. And they is charging you motherfuckers and letting you bitches foot the bill. And I mean taxpayers. I pay taxes, but only on bubblegum at the store and shit. Fuck you motherfuckers, man. The hell going on? Some of the bitches going to call here. Man, fuck that, man. Y'all better watch out, man. Y'all see this is the showground for some real diabolical shit. Anytime you let... only thing we need now is for the little Chinese motherfucker over there from China or whatever that little old dude to come over here. And now as soon as they bring his ass over here, y'all know we foot the bill for that shit, too. And they bringing world leaders over here, but all these motherfuckers are supposed to be our enemies. What the hell is going on? What the fuck is there to talk about? Why do I need you to come over here and roast me in my own goddamn country, which is what the fuck Gaddafi did? I mean, he went as far as talking about some swine flu. He said, "What the fuck next you gonna have? The chicken flu?" Which I laugh, but then I don't laugh because these stupid motherfuckers done came up with the canine flu. Yeah, H3N8. How the hell you got a damn numeric number to some bullshit if it just came out of no motherfucking well? Come on, man, people, y'all better watch your motherfucking country. Watch your government. Your government is a crooked ass motherfucking unit. And that's all I'm going to call them, a unit. Because that's a body of motherfucking people doing some diabolical bullshit. And we footing the motherfucking bill in the end for all they fucking bullshit and fuckery. But, yeah. Anyway, y'all listen to yesterday's show. Y'all hear my views on that shit and churches and everything else. Yeah. Knock all them bitches down with a small hammer and put you motherfuckers up under one roof. That's what I said. Yeah, I said it. Said it again. Anyway, we're going to Greenport, New York, y'all. We're extremely slow news day in Greenport. Yeah. State trooper makes a traffic stop on Joslyn Boulevard. A New York state trooper pulls over a vehicle near the three-way intersection on Joslyn Boulevard in Greenport Monday, and the reason for the stop and the outcome of the investigation remain unknown. What the hell is that? I'm sorry. I slapped my own self because they did say extremely slow news day in Greenport. Okay. Man, yeah, you could have left them fucking headlines like way the fuck off. Straight up. Sure, man, anyway. Let's go to Cleveland, y'all. Well, no. Because I got a couple of more to read to y'all, you know what I'm saying? I know goddamn House of Jacksman and this shit just tripping his goddamn ass off. So, got to give him a little commercial break, you know what I'm saying? Time to recover, y'all. You know, and how we do it here. So, all my people's up there in, where does this apply to? I think this is up north people. So, if y'all up north, man, make sure y'all go buy y'all next car. You know, we're supposed to be recovering from the economy and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I guess. Wendy's, it's not fast food, it's worse.
That's real.
Fuck you, Baltimore. If you're coming up buy a new car this weekend, you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deal.
Cars that break down.
Speed.
If you think you're going to find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass.
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker.
You'll fall for this bullshit.
Guaranteed.
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass.
You heard us right.
Shove it up your ugly ass.
Bring your tray.
Bring your tie.
Bring your wife.
We'll fuck her.
That's right. We'll fuck your wife.
Because it's Big Bill Hell.
You're fucked 6 ways from Sunday.
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell.
Home of challenge pissing.
That's right, challenge pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait. Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write us a check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's car.
Baltimore's filthiest
and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland.
Guaranteed.
Big Bill's Hell's Cars. You can find them at 1232 North Caroline Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21213. Or you could call them at area code 410-685-0982.
That's real. And I got House of Jackson in the building, man, who says they do a show once a month. But you remember on Blog Talk Radio, the special thing about it is you could always go back to the website and view the archives. So go back and check the archives, you know what I'm saying? And it's www.blogtalkradio.com/HOJ. It stands for House of Jacks, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you check them out, man. Go by, swing them out, check the old show out, see what they're working with. You know, everybody show me love, man. I show you love right back because that's what this is all about, you know what I'm saying? And don't forget, November 5th through the 9th, yeah, we will be in Las Vegas, people. You know what I'm saying? We're taking this thing for the BTR host reunion. If you can make it, please do. Because we will be there having some good time, man. We're going to be doing live shows, you know, right there. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be just having some, doing some crazy shit, man. Some real crazy shit. One time shout out from my hood, man.
Yeah, we loud here on 34th, man. Did it smell so good? You know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy jail on the world. I'm both fucked up or not, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock Trey 4 regardless. That's my life. Trey 4 for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building, too, goddammit. You know we always on 34 y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here.
Right on.
Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. myspace.com/SFNVisuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Folk, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Part of time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, Tampa, bitch.
Huh? That's real. Down in Tampa Bay, man. Shouts out my homeboys, man. And one more time before we get back in this motherfucking news, y'all.
This time for the hottest show on the internet is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smellgood, and international co-host, Mrs.
Tasha
Triple X.
Yeah, right there live. Make sure you check out my artist, Ms. John New, on www.myspace.com/JaNuTheprincess. That's JANU the Princess. And it's going down real big. You dig? All right, we back in Cleveland, Ohio, y'all. Uh-oh, we in Juicy's land, y'all. Juicy, 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 Juicy. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to sing every time my name pop up. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like good coochie in your mouth. You know, it always brings that taste back. Like, I remember her. Ah, man, I don't remember no bad cooter, man. Goddamn, if you take your pants off and your shit smelling like death, yeah, then death do us part. All right, y'all, I'm sorry. I shouldn't even done that. All right, we're in Cleveland, Ohio, y'all, where museums here just tread, keeping on display anyways, okay? Whatever the hell that means. Cleveland Museum has learned that what it thought was a lock of hair from Amelia Earhart is just thread. A group looking for DNA evidence recently asked the International Women's Air, Space, and Space Museum for a sample of the hair for comparison. Museum Executive Director Tony Muley says an analyst determined the specimen was thread that looked like hair. Muley says the thread will stay on display with a full explanation. I mean, okay, so what y'all did? Made put a wig on the bitch and shit? It's a wig, goddammit. I mean, what the fuck? Real hair? What significance is some goddamn real fucking hair on a mannequin? Bitch, she dead? Shit. Fuck, I have to. Man, that's how motherfuckers do, y'all. Y'all see this shit now. They save in hair and shit so they can split your atoms on your hair and make more of you and shit off of your motherfucking head. They probably may try to make Supermans and shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to get the fuck out of Hollywood, man. Please, get y'all motherfucking brains the fuck out of the movies, people. But anyways, we got two more left, y'all. We're going to get back in some motherfucking fire-ass music. You know what I'm saying? We are back in Naptown, Indiana, where y'all got the most weirdest shit go on, man. I don't think I'll be visiting y'all anytime soon. Because a woman sets trailer on fire trying to get a raccoon. Yeah, ma'am. Here, we normally just shoot them with BB guns. Yeah. We don't go and set our trailer. Well, I don't live in a trailer anyway. Anyways, trying to get a large raccoon out from under her mobile home. Yeah. A Northwest Indiana woman accidentally set the home on fire. Man, I got to take a puff of that one. Yeah. The 52-year-old woman who lives in the 100 block of Valley Drive in rural Portage, Indiana, told police she used a full bag with 8 to 10 smoke bomb fireworks, lighting them and throwing them under the mobile home. Yeah, soon after, she saw white smoke and dialed 911. Yeah, dumbass old lady. Flames pop up after the damn smoke bomb goes out. No telling what the hell that shit hit. No telling what your raggedy-ass mobile home got hanging underneath that bitch. Man, she did that shit. What the fuck ever? Thompson damn raccoon. That shit like the squirrel commercial. You ever seen the squirrel commercial where the motherfucking driver coming down the road and squirrel running to the road And then he run out the road real quick, and then you hear the car crash and shit, and the squirrels over there giving each other high five. That shit right there. Because the raccoon, he's standing over at the other house, probably smoking and shit, looking at your house going up in the smokes. You know what I'm saying? Look at this dumb bitch trying to catch me and shit. You stupid bitch, you. Shouts out to the raccoons being smarter than a motherfucking human, man. That's real. Got outwitted by shirt tail gangs and shit. Wally the raccoon. Wally the wonder raccoon. Wow. All right. Mm-hmm. Last but not least, y'all, which is still, I can never understand. How can people get over 500 pounds? I mean, honestly, people, if you love your loved one and you let them get over 500 pounds, I mean, honestly, they get up to 300 pounds, I'm calling you a fat ass. Fucking around, I'm calling you a motherfucking fat ass. 300 pounds, you a fucking fat ass. Lose some goddamn weight. At least 200, 250. 300 pounds, you can't even humanly function, man. You walk around looking like a damn rolling donut and shit. Bitches just want to take a bite out of you and shit. Fucking Stay Puft. You know what I'm saying? Stay Puft is in the goddamn Ghostbusters and let it stay there. People, we are obese nation. If motherfuckers want to come and have some war with us right now, we'd be fucked up. We have a lot of targets, though, because they'll be shooting y'all big asses, because I'll be hiding behind all you motherfuckers with my slim ass. Yeah. Shit, y'all be shields like a motherfucker. Anyways, 980-pound man needs a life-saving operation, probably by the taxpayers. This is in the UK, where doctors blame a British man's 20,000-calorie-a-day diet for causing him to... Man, what the fuck ever. Causing him to balloon up to a whopping 980 pounds and leaving him in a need of a life-saving operation. Paul Mason, 48, needs a nearly $33,000 life-saving operation after a compulsive eating disorder left him super obese. Yeah. Mason scoffs nearly three family-sized takeout meals a night and wolfs down roast-like snacks. And he has spent much of the past 8 years in bed at his home in Ipswich in Suffolk, England. See, this is what I'm saying. Me, personally, I would smack the entire fucking family in their goddamn face for some stupid shit like that. There is no possible fucking way a bitch gonna get up to those 980 motherfucking pounds before I ain't slip that bitch some crack or put some, yeah, bitch, you gonna be on a crack diet fucking with me, yeah. You will be on some motherfucking crack, yeah. You ain't got to snort it, bitch. I'm putting crack in your coffee. Sip this motherfucking shit, me. That's some bullshit. Or I will put Jenny Craig super slim down powder in your motherfucking and in every meal that you got down consume. That's some bullshit. If your family lets you get like that, your whole family needs a foot in their motherfucking ass. Matter of fact, I got something for the family. I'm gonna have to let my motherfucking self since apparently your family can't handle it. I'm gonna go ahead and take care of it for you, homie. It's to your motherfucking punk ass motherfucking family, you know what I'm saying? Right here live. Fuck. Yeah, a little bit more for you. What the fuck you say? What'd you say?
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
Alright. Fucking right. One more, goddammit. Okay, it's family. Put this family to rest, y'all. Let's put this family to rest. Non-supportive motherfuckers. Support that. sons of bitches. This is what your motherfuckers. Every time, you know what I'm saying, y'all come to my door like this here.
Avon calling.
Bitch, get your ass out my door. Punk ass motherfucker. This time's for your family, goddammit. Fucking 980 pounds. That don't make no sense, man. I be seeing motherfuckers walk around here, which dumbfounds me in Florida, as hot as it is. How motherfucking can get over 200 pounds in Florida? Because the bitch would be so hot, man, shit. I be thinking a bitch gonna humanly combust. Bitch's thighs be scrubbing so motherfucking hard, man. Shit. I be like, damn, I feel a rash on me and shit just because of your shit rubbing so goddamn hard. Like, damn. Like, put some boys in between your legs or something. What the fuck going on? Oh, man, some rollers and shit. Bitches need skates in between their legs and shit down here and shit, man. Y'all obese motherfuckers. It's a difference between being fat and being obese, people, all right? Obese is a fucking problem. When you obese, that means, bitch, you got health problems. That means you're on the verge of fucking yourself up. Being 100 pounds overweight, that just means, okay, you know, yeah, you eating a little bit more than what you normally do. Watch yourself. But once you get your ass to obese, no, man, everybody around you needs to be looked at then, and they need to be questioned. Like, how in the hell is this motherfucker, well, y'all bitches just need to go on a vacation, and this bitch got enough fat that his ass is not going to die for about 30 days not eating shit. Yeah. Don't let him shit piss all that on himself, because then he'll be getting mad like, damn, I don't want to ever go through this again. I let him, yeah, you motherfucking right. You be right there the stankiest, nastiest motherfucker when we come back, and all I do is hose your big ass down like a big hog and shit. Hose your big ass down with a water hose and let you lay there until you slim all that fucking shit down. Only thing you get is super slim quick. Whole cans of it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that, man. Man, y'all are like, damn, this motherfucker is damn abusing this dude. Fuck no, his family abused his big ass, man. Shit, letting him get that goddamn big. This to his goddamn family, man.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Motherfucking
lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Straight up! Shout out to 186 Point Deuce Land. Y'all already know, man. After this show, we're going to be taking it over to 186 Point Deuce live from motherfucking San Jose, California. You know what I'm saying? With the 408s on. Straight low rough. Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying? Holding it down. You know, putting the bone in y'all ear, man. You know what I'm saying? At least 2 hours strong. That's how we do it, man. Trilateral style. And then we also on Tiny Chat. You know what I'm saying? Live on Tiny Chat. You know what I'm saying? You check us out. Yesterday, you missed it. A nigga was live on Tiny Chat in my motherfucking pre-Halloween suit. Y'all missed the fat man suit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all also missed me clowning some motherfuckers on Tiny Chat. Shouts out to you perverted ass punk motherfuckers on Tiny Chat. Talking about something. Let me see some titties and shit. Yeah. Mr. I don't give a fuck. Whatever the real nat bitch with some super natty hair, bitch had Elvira hair and shit. I was like, damn, bitch, but they trying to joke on me and said it because we put our costumes on, you know what I'm saying, and we clowning on the cam. This old raggedy hair bitch gonna tell me something, she want to see some titties. I'm like, bitches, you thinking? I just want to say, bitch, you thinking? You want to see some titties? What kind of shit is that? This ain't Mardi Gras. Your bitch ain't got no beads. I be throwing out motherfucking beads for titties and shit. Show me the titties! Woo! What the kind of shit is that? This old motherfucking 15-year-old bitch got her ass on there putting her little old premature ass titties on the damn screen and shit. Girl, put some milk in the motherfuckers first. Shit. Shit ain't... You still got Similac coming out your titties and shit. You know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is that? I got Similac. Water coming out of titties and shit. Ah! I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I should have said that. Oh, shit. Man, shout out to you fucking motherfuckers on Tiny Chat, man. Y'all give me 400 laughs, man. I promise you do, man. Y'all gave me like 400 laughs. Y'all kept me like laughing all day yesterday. I mean, that shit was just too funny, man. Oh, the nigga in there looking like a fake ass Omarion and shit. I'll call a nigga No Marion. Hold your boy. Nigga looking like Hold Your Boy. You these nuts, nigga. Oh, yeah, I shit on myself, y'all. I gotta get to a goddamn song, man. Oh, Lord, Jesus, help me breathe. Help me breathe. Y'all already know, man. Try to get a little bit high up in this motherfucker, man. Shouts out to Goofy Ball, y'all. Live right here on Starship Smell of Prize, Regular Gang Radio.
Smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine, I gotta get it, gotta have it. I'm on my grind, I made a lot of money. Now it's time to get high.
I'm high. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, because I'm looking on the damn upcoming shows. It's got a motherfucker named Grizzly Redwood. Yeah, this motherfucker look like Jesus Gone Wrong and shit, or Jesus Gone Wild, or, well, the white person's version of Jesus. Sorry, y'all, you know, Jesus is no form to me at all. Know what, you know what I'm saying? I don't even have no form for the Lord. You know what I'm saying? The Lord is me. You know what I'm saying? And I would tell you the Lord should be in your image. You know what I'm saying? And you should look at yourself, and that's the Lord to you. You know what I'm saying? Don't work about nobody else's depiction on what the motherfucking Lord looked like. You know what I'm saying? Coming out in the sky with chutes and ladders and shit and fire rockets and all that old bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Believe in yourself, and then you'll find your inner peace, and you'll find the Lord. But this motherfucker here, yeah. Hit the Ropes Radio welcomes THQ SmackDown versus Raw 2010 game designer Grizzly Redwood and Boston-based professional wrestler Tomomasa Klampa to talk all things wrestling. Yeah, I've been on that show, and man, please. Shout out to Hit the Ropes, though. I just, yeah, got a little older than that now. There's no more Coco Beware and Junkyard Dog. Yeah, we're not watching that. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm a dog, Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying? The show pops off, you know what I'm saying? What the hell? Yeah, how the hell my damn show so long? Something ain't right. Oh, yeah, people. I forgot. We're going to be ending this show early. I forgot, man. I scheduled this damn show wrong. My bad. So, in a minute, about 15 more minutes, we're going to ask this bitch about 15 more minutes, man. We're going to take it over my dog and Goofy Bone show. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. All right. Yeah. Unless y'all want some more nutty news of the day. Hey, hold on, man. What the hell? Goddamn, where my lemon juice at? Hold on. Excuse me, y'all. I got to put my lemon juice on my doors real quick. My shit ain't functioning correctly. Squeaky, 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 squeaky. Squeaky. Goddamn. Squeaky, 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 squeaky. Which motherfucking oil the bitch needs? Squeaky, squeaky, squeaky. Man. Yep.
Oh. Whoa, what's up?
Oh, shit. I'm going to try this again, people.
Try it again. Try it again. Bring back my blunt. There it is.
There we go. Damn. Hey, make sure y'all get
so good.
In the motherfucking building, man. This is 186 Point Deuces on Straight Low Records. Goofy Bone. I don't know what the fuck that sound effect was, but you
Goofy
know, hey, throw that in.
Goofy Bone. DJ Smells So Good. What's up, homie? Shout out to Oscar Jack and everybody
building.
Else.
In the motherfucking building. Where house is Jack's from?
No, I'm guessing Jacksonville. Jack's.
Yeah. Where you from, house of Jack's? Let me give a shout out. Make sure you check out House of Jack's show on Blog Talk Radio /HOJ. The show airs once a month, but you can always check out the archive. Yeah, House of Jacks, where you from? You know what I'm saying? We're trying to find out where the House of Jacks, Texas. Oh,
Texas.
Shit. Listen, I'm going to give you a middle finger. No, I'm going to shoot your ass in a minute now. Houston, Texas, definitely. If you going to tell me that you haven't motherfucking picked up a shoe and at least threw that bitch over the gate. If you ain't threw that bitch over the gate and tried to hit Bush, goddammit, something motherfucking wrong. Tell me you ain't at least throw that bitch at the wall. All right, you think I'm playing a game now? You better tell me something. You finna get this Avon calling.
Hey, leave my Avon bitch alone. I fuck Avon bitches day in, day out, and trust me.
Oh, man. she's pleading the physios. You know what I'm saying? I please the physios. It's all good.
Oh, man.
Yeah, nobody don't like no motherfucking Bush. But now, listen, people. What the hell? He ain't from Texas. Well, he damn sure stinking y'all shit up.
He from Connecticut.
Y'all let him stank y'all shit up, piss all over your cattle, cow tipping all late night with Cheney and shit, butt naked in the damn pastures. They gay ass motherfuckers,
butt
man.
Butt naked in the damn pastures.
Get your asses out.
Nasty.
Get your asses. Get your goddamn asses out my butt.
Oh, hell no. So.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. What happened?
You know what I really hate? Is when people send me emails saying, can you play my song on your radio show? But then they send me a link to go. They send me a link and then I go to that link. And then I have to go to, like, two more other links just to get the fucking music. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I ain't with that. If y'all can't send this shit MP3, and I ain't talking about through Z-Share, B-Share, I-Share, We-Share. Fuck sharing. Because if you don't know how to damn send a goddamn MP3 and attach it, instead of going through all that other extra shit that you went to, when all you had to do was just attach the motherfucker, and if it's too goddamn big to send through me, I don't need the damn track. Really, if that bitch too, if it's over 10 megs, that's over 10 minutes long. That is too fucking long for a song anyway.
Let me tell you something. It's like we got to go on an obstacle course just to get their fucking music. People, it doesn't have to be like that. Just send it in an email and we'll get your shit played. Plain and fucking
email. Email? What's email?
I don't know what an email is. Can you email me that email? What the
email
fuck?
It's a lot of motherfucking where my dog at? You know, it's a lot of
Timmy
out there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Timmy. That's my retarded homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Process. We are affirmative action is in effect right here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we are practicing affirmative action. Timmy, my retarded homeboy. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. What's your retarded homeboy name? Hey!
I just call him the little retard in the corner.
Retard?
He only say like three words to me.
All this bitch do all fucking day. All the goddamn fucking day. Like, you don't say nothing else, just fucking. That's all. Goddamn, that's it. Shit. All right. Hey, you got 6 minutes to your show.
Beam me back, people.
I'm gonna be on the show because I'm gonna spend the last 35 minutes reading another news that I didn't get to read for my last show.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Beam me back. It's Whoop Them Hoes Wednesday at 186 Point Deuce.
It's Whoop Them Hoes.
Whoop Them Hoes.
Oh, Whoop Them Hoes.
Whoop Them Hoes Wednesday on 186 Point Deuce, the worldwide radio show.
Gotta work them hoes. You know what I'm saying? That's real. And y'all stick in, man. We're going to read another news of the day. We're taking this thing on over.
Hey, before motherfuckers, you read it, can you beam me back?
Hey, bro. Motherfucker, I told you, damn, lemon juice is sticking, man. People, let me tell y'all something, man. Make sure you purchase
you
your space lemon juice.
To go buy some new lemon juice.
No, hold on. Let me get that.
7 space credits. I mean, come on. Lemon juice is what, 4? You get another space credit, you could buy another one.
All right. Hold on, man. Let me go. All right, y'all. He just gave me some space credits. I got to walk over here real quick and get some lemon juice. Get these damn, let me put my money in the machine and get this goddamn space juice. Yeah, I need one. Okay, one thing. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Good looking. Block. Yeah, that's the cashier's name. That's the cashier. Yeah, that's the cashier's name. Tell him peace out. All right. Head back over here.
Well, everybody, much love.
Nigga, we transport you out, nigga. I don't know, man. Go and get the damn juice for the damn dough. Shit.
I'm sorry, brother. chill.
Y'all see you trying to get lost in space. So this is where the episode Lost in Space came from, people. You know what I'm saying? Passengers like him just trying to get the fuck off the damn starship.
Well, I got shit to do, brother. You know I got a show.
All right, well, I'm sorry, brother. Here you go, brother. All right, I'll see you on the show, brother.
All right, brother. Later.
That's Goofy Bone, everybody. Yeah, you out the building.
Oh, I forgot my foot.
Oh, shit, what happened, man? This bitch got stuck again. Man, what am I damn juice at? Hold on, man. Motherfucker. Hold on, he was transported to fucking blunt. Hold on. Man, being one more time, y'all. I got to get his ass off my shit. Oh, yeah. There we go. All right, people. All right, look, y'all. House of Jacks, you know what I'm saying? I know you've been riding out with me. Got another 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying? Goofy Bones show is going to be just as fucking hilarious. So it really don't matter. I got some more motherfucking other news to read, though, because I did promise that to my peoples. So, we're going to get into one more again. Running this thing back for the last 30 minutes, y'all, till we head over to the motherfucking Goofy Bones show. You know what I'm saying? And, get back into this shit. Let me run my shit back again. And I got some more shit to read to y'all, man, because the news just gets fucking serious, man, and people just need to hear it. So, y'all already know. Right back live, man. Shout out to 186 for it, Deuce. You know what I'm saying? We get wild, we get loose. That's what we do, man. It's Trial Hour Radio. We doing what it do, man. Check us out. And also look out for the Goofy Bone Ning page coming soon. Gonna be set, have that thing set up, y'all. Yeah. That's some funky music, you know what I'm saying? It's like some real porn music right there, you know what I'm saying? I know what you want to say, girl. Oh, that's funky. It's what? Oh, shit. It's business time. Talking about. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, y'all. We back handling some more business, man, because, you know, I told y'all, I was going to give y'all a double dose, you know what I'm saying? Because I end up, yesterday I was supposed to do the nutty news and end up laughing so goddamn hard we ain't even get the news done, you know what I'm saying? Because we was tripping the hell out, you know what I'm saying? So, running this thing back to you one more again, get y'all some more info, man. And this is what it do. You know what I'm saying? And they give it to you blood raw. This is dudes heard from around the world that you were only here on this crazy motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Now all our shows got some crazy ass news that you won't hear from nowhere else but on our shows. But this off ball ass news that you hear from me do not make it to the headlines. None. And I think none. And that's how I like it. Because we in New York, people, well, motherfucking, yeah, stealing an election sounds just like Florida. Oh, I mean, oops, did I say that? Did I say that live on the radio? Are we on the radio? My bad, did I say that? Yeah. Brian Suozzo, whatever crazy name that is, voted with an absentee ballot in the Working Families Party primary on September 15th. Because, as his application stated, he was at home recovering from medical procedure. Jessica Boomhauer's application said she would be attending a work conference in Boston. Michael Ward couldn't vote in person because he was taking care of elderly parents. Kimberly Truel was on a bus trip to, what the fuck? Bus trip to casino. What kind of bullshit is that? As was Miguel Vasquez. The only problem with these absentee ballot records at the Rensselaer County Board of Elections in Troy, New York, is that they're phony. Damn, I got to read more into that, y'all. Now, I don't really read into articles because I'm reading this shit from nuttynewstoday.com, so you can go and check the shit out your motherfucking self if you want to read it. But some shit, yeah, I do go into. Because this old same phony bullshit happen down here. So I want to see if y'all was trying to do the same fucking cover up that y'all pulled right here in Florida. You know what I'm saying? So let's see. Yeah, the only problem, absentee ballots that blah, 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 were phony. Voters and investigators say, and they've prompted what's being called an unprecedented investigation of suspected voter fraud. Y'all got to hold on, y'all. I'm gonna turn off this goddamn vacuum cleaner. Damn. That's not a vacuum cleaner. That's my motherfucking computer. That bitch thing's about to blast off. That bitch getting on my fucking nerves, giving me a real migraine and shit. And, you know, can't deal with that. Anyways, wow. I'm really coming back down now. I got to smoke some weed. Shit. That fucking shit that had me gone. 38 forced or fraudulent ballots have been thrown out. Enough votes, an election official admits, to likely have tipped the city council and county elections in November to the Democrats. Candidates would have been able to run both on the Democratic and Working Families party lines in 2 weeks, and that could have given the Democrats the general election. I don't want to hear no coulda, woulda bullshit. Let me go ahead and stop that right now, because tell you motherfuckers something, man. This shit is already orchestrated, and fuck democracy as a whole. Yeah. Yeah, fuck that shit, man. Fuck all that presidential bullshit, man. Fuck the dog and pony show, because after I motherfucking seen the damn past presidential election and I seen this motherfucking behind the scenes bullshit where you instructing the motherfucking president to go out here and say this and say that, and this is shit that y'all ain't even supposed to see. This is shit that I got fucking video of because motherfuckers sent it to me, and if I let it out, I'll probably, you know, get fucked up. So I ain't finna do that, but check YouTube. Just in case I get fucked up. Straight up. It's just, man, it's just a dog and pony show, man. I don't give a damn who call up in this motherfucker as a dog and pony show. I ain't voting next motherfucking anything. Fuck voting. You know what I'm saying? We need to get some real people up in here, people. We need to motherfucking take our cities back over, get our own elected people in our cities, strengthen them up. And once we start running our own cities, then you can start and run your own state. Then you worry about the president. Don't worry about no president. You need to worry about your state. You need to worry about your homeland. Get your homeland security right. Because we keep working on one man to fix everybody's problems instead of fixing our own motherfucking problems. One person cannot fix your problem. I'm not saying fuck the president, but you need to motherfucking stop fucking yourselves and do something for yourselves, people. It's time to do that. It really is. It really is time to step up. You want to see some change? Go out into your neighborhood and pick some motherfucking trash up off the ground. Pick some bottles up that you kept walking past. You know what I'm saying? And you subconsciously, you're like, damn, I need to pick that up. Every human being has that in them. You subconsciously say all that shit to yourself. You just don't do it. You go out and you be like, damn, that bitch fine. I ain't got a rubber. I really don't need to fuck this bitch. But we do it anyways. You subconscious like, damn, you know she got some good pussy. So you go ahead and do it. And vice versa with the female. Yeah, I know he got that good dick, so I'm going to go ahead and get that dick. Fuck it. I know he ain't got a rubber. Fuck the consequences. And this is why we got the AIDS and all this old crazy shit floating around right now. Got to take responsibility for ourselves, people. Not one person. The Lord ain't going to beam down and cure AIDS. He ain't going to beam down and cure your fucking problems or nothing else until you take care of yourself and take care of your own problems and fix you. Once you do that, everything else will be fucking smooth. But that's what we got to start at. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm starting at, people. Right here with this radio station. You know what I'm saying? Let me work these motherfucking dials real quick. Y'all hold on. Well, I got somebody motherfucking hell in me that want to come on board real quick. You know what I'm saying? On the Starship motherfucking Smelly Prize. And we is live in the building. This is the Nutty News of the Day, people. So I will not be talking too long because I got to get back into the news. Unless you want to be part of the news. You know what I'm saying? Going down. Let me be 718 up. You know what I'm saying? 718, you are live on the Starship Smelly Prize. What's happening?
Yes. I won't be talking too long either, so don't worry.
Oh, sit down. Well, last 24 minutes, people. I'm sorry.
You can nut on your nutty news, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, this is, yeah, I've busted my nut for the nutty news, people. The news is over. Yes.
The news won't be over. You just said, I just heard your ass say, I ain't going to be talking too much. Don't think, see, I'm one of them wonderful women that have ears to listen. So
when I hear a voice, I have to recant. I have to go ahead and put my motherfucking foot in my mouth. Somehow, I know that shit is like anatomically impossible, but shit.
I said, I'm going to fix him. I heard what he said. So, ladies out there.
Hold on. Let me kiss my elbow. Everybody out there, kiss your elbow. Now, it's going to be a lot of people out there trying that shit now. Really fucking theyself up, too.
I
can get there with my tongue. You know? Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I forgot I was on the radio, y'all. Well, Let me clear my mouth. Anyways, Miss Sweet,
D-Love
is in the building. New York's finest, may I say. By the way of Jamaica.
Yeah, that too, you know.
And the island.
Big up. Yeah. And big up to you, Goofy Bone, wherever you are. And
186, dude. Yeah, he, actually, you know, his show started, and I kind of started a little late. I was fucked up last night. My artist had a show.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Coco Lounge. She did a song, and a lot of artists that I knew. I got a lot of new music. Actually, I'm trying to load it up to the show, and you know, and I was up till like 4 this morning. So I, you know, Goofy hit me on the phone like at 12 o'clock. No, he hit me at 11:50. You doing the show? I'm like, it'll be like 12:30, man. It'll be like 12:30. Yeah,
love.
So
you know,
that's why this is tied in a mofo Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah, I was tired than a mofo. But I had to get up.
You know, you can
lullaby. Oh, no. I'm going to get this blunt popping. I got my wine popping right now. I'm sipping on my little whizzine. You know what I'm got my mizzine, rizzite, you know.
I know, that's
and,
right.
that's what I'm trying to do, you know.
My mizzine is rizzite, you know, too, with the grizzine, you know.
So how are you doing today?
I'm doing. You know, I was just chillaxing today, and I've been doing that for a while because, you know, according to your birthday, like, I'm in my rest cycle, which is your plan cycle, because, you know, we have, like, every 3 months something new happens. Like, my birthday's in January, so my first cycle will be my intense cycle, which is my spiritual cycle, going into myself and just being with me. And then after that comes from January to April, and from April to July is the emotional, where you're dealing with all that energy and getting it out there and doing your thing and so on and so on. And from July to October is the money cycle, which everything that you put in place should be really flowing at that time. And then from October to January 16th, because my birthday is the 17th, I would be just really resting and planning. So that's what I'm doing. I'm in my rest cycle. I'm in my plan cycle. You know, new things are happening. Can't wait till Las Vegas. You know, I believe the big things are going to happen there for us. You know, and so
it's
going to
be the fucking biggest show on earth.
You know, I'm trying to tell you. I know you're working it out.
That's going to be the
you know?
Biggest show on earth.
Oh, maybe, you know, that could be a title too, Smelly.
And
the biggest show
on earth. That's going to have to be our show. The biggest show on earth. We're going to
do
the biggest shows on earth.
Or
we are.
You know,
earth. Hey, BTR, earth.
The biggest show on birth.
Biggest show on
earth.
Well, I don't know. We'll figure out something.
Biggest show on earth, yeah. You know, we keep that right there. That sounds, I love it. Dun, 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 dun.
You know what I'm saying? You got to give some clown music. Damn, now I got you going to make me go out and get the circus clown theme and
you know,
shit.
We're
going
to have to
leave. To promote for it now. Ding, 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 the biggest show on earth.
I know, that's right.
Oh.
And we have somebody singing that got a real, really, really good voice to say, step right up. Hurry, hurry, before the show begins. get in where you fit in.
Yeah, we're going to get up. Nah, we need that. We need us a commercial drop now, like ASAP.
You know, you know what?
We need that commercial drop.
Holler at me later.
ASAP.
Really, holler at me later, right? You know, my good time would be probably around like 7, 8, 9, if you can. Let's talk about that.
Because, yeah, I put a little jingle together.
Huh?
And see, what I've been doing is I've been using the power of sending audio out on the cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
I've been recording my little messages and shit and then just sending them out in a text message.
Uh-huh.
Instead of sending and texting people.
Right, right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just send out a voice text with all the information. This is going down, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Put music behind it if you want to, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, whatever. And then I'll lock your number in real quick. All right.
Yeah, well, you know what? I see that promotional commercial. You know, we should all have it on our, you know, on our page.
Yeah,
on
we all,
you know, what I mean?
You know what I'm saying, smashing it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Telling
it.
You that first annual, we gonna go down in history for this first
for
annual,
sure,
man.
For sure.
You have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just take that leap. You have to do that. If you don't do it once. You know what I'm saying? How do you know you ever would be able to do it?
There you go. And you know what? The dark side tried to stop me by not having my hotel ready. But that's okay because I had another opportunity opened up, and it was like, no. It ain't going down like that. Love is going to have its perfect way, and you will be there. And I was like, thank you. You know, that door just opened up so beautifully. And that's what love is, you know, just like how I just heard you say, you know, Goofy calls up and say, hey, yo, you having your show? You know, that's beautiful. That's love. I'd be wise. I spoke to him for the first time.
Yeah, man, I'm like, damn, man, what's up with him, man?
Yeah,
I've been trying to.
He had a mild heart attack.
Whoa.
Yeah, he had a mild heart attack, but he's fine. He's fine. And he said he thanked everybody for holding him down, you know, and that, you know, that he's back. He said he's back. But yeah, he came. Kay was on, and his son dropped a new album. It's called something with the King, and then his
Jersey King. Yeah.
Right, so it dropped already. So you know, it could be picked up on Amazon or somewhere else. He said, but you know,
okay. That
was good. You
yeah, we've been pumping them. We've been pumping a little tracks and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I've been playing them in the club, and that. Can't have it your way, man. I'm telling you, that's in the club. This catch every time I play it, they like because they know me. You know what I'm saying? They know when I play music, it's gonna be something you ain't never heard. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna be no bullshit either. I'm gonna play something that you ain't never heard. You just gonna have to get used to it. I'm gonna play it about at least twice. You know what I'm saying? Not the same night, but you gonna hear it again. And by that second time, you gonna enjoy the song. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, Smelly, and we're going to also have to, since you do the music and thing, get some pieces that can go with the greatest show, radio shows.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know.
Well, I mean, let's brainstorm, because I mean, we've been spent the damn whole night on the phone, because honestly, I come up with so many ideas that it's
so we need to get, you know, Goofy.
Like super creative.
Yeah, we need to get Kay involved, you know, and come up with, I mean, it's going to be crazy, I already know.
Yeah.
But there's three wonderful things getting ready to happen over there in Las Vegas, you know, a gift to BTR, you know, from Kay. You know, so it's gonna be hot.
Okay. Yeah, and they hating on us. They hating on us talking about motherfucking on you. They whatever the fuck. But bitches, please don't hate on the idea that we came up with this shit and you motherfuckers just didn't.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's the whole hating part of it is
that
they didn't come up with the idea. Damn, these motherfuckers done came along, took our shit over, using our motherfuckers. No, it ain't got nothing to do with that. This is a creative networking. You know what I'm saying? And then at a time of depression or whatever the fuck they're supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? This is a very rare opportunity for really anybody to be able to travel and then to meet people from all over the world. Tasha already here.
I know.
She already is. She in Connecticut. So it's
in Connecticut.
man, you feel me? So it's like we got a damn Australian state to state jumping on our ass while we can't get to one state.
Hell,
shit.
Because she was just in L.A. doing her thing over there, you know. And it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be crazy.
I'm like, yo,
I'm pacing.
By any means necessary, I'm on. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my mission. All I want to do is get there. That's why y'all keep talking about my room. I'm ex-military. I don't need no fucking room. I need to get there so I can goddamn ball out. All my funds is coming to ball the fuck out, sleep on the goddamn ground.
I know, that's right. Juicy's supposed to be
fucked up.
She got to get back with her, too.
And I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying? A lot of cats done, you know, they want to ride and shit, but I'm like, man. I can't, you know, $150 for a ticket. Fuck that. I would just fly. Fuck it.
I know that. Oh, yeah.
Fly that bitch on out, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? The rooms, dirt cheap. Feel me?
Look, it's going to be, it's all about the fun, the reunion, you know, the excitement. That's going to be happening at that time because we're there November 5th through the 9th in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know, having the biggest radio show on earth coming straight to you from BTR. Now, how about that? Y'all got such a big plug from us. Now, how y'all going to repay us for this? You know, because you know we're going to do it right.
Oh, yes. You getting that promo? See, I got my porn music in the background for the promo and everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm going down.
Hey, ooh, and I could see that, too. You know, dang, I'm going to have to go back to this to remember, you know, so that I can write down some stuff. Because, for sure, like, ideas are just popping out now. I mean, I know we got tons more. But, you know, each one of us from each show, like, you know, this is Smelly, you know, DJ Smells So Good, Smelly Pride. Blah, 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 blah. This is, Steady J from Live After Dusk, you know, meet us at the, you know, it's like
everybody puts like, your little,
you know how like they come on, this is MC Light, and I'm, you know, and I'm plugging in for the Smelly Pride show, you know, it's gonna be for this event. Oh, that's gonna be crazy. Oh, I'm just looking right now, see LOVE, love, yeah. It's going to be love. It's going to be crazy love. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be, you know, I'm excited. I'm not anxious. I'm excited because this is the anxious for nothing. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Can't wait to meet my peeps, you know, talk to them on the phone and everything. You know, now we get to touch the other part of that love, that beautiful thing, you know, give hugs, you know.
well, sweet, I just have to let you know. First
I'm not disturbing you, but I saw you from across the party, and I don't usually do this, but I felt compelled to tell you something. You have an absolutely breathtaking hiney. I mean, that thing is good. I want to be friends with it.
Look, she bending over.
Claude, have mercy. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
Oh, I'm sorry. We back, people. We're back.
That was hot. You're so crazy.
I had to send out my subliminals. I had to send out my subliminals just then, you know.
Hey, you know. Got me smiling from cheek to cheek. I am like, when I go outside, I'm getting ready to go out in a minute, you know, because it's 73 degrees in New York City.
What?
I'm telling you, I am.
Isn't that a record for y'all and shit?
Well, it's not a record, but, you know.
I'm saying for this time of year, because y'all like cool right now, ain't you?
Yeah, we are, but we get Indian summer. So, but, you know, but
the past
few days, Indian summer is when, you know, it then got a little chilly, and then it comes back to where the summer is. But the Indian summer is where you is like autumn in a way for the Indian, you know, the Indian summer, because you're going to see the red and the gold leaves, but it's going to be 73 degrees. So, you know, when it's like this, I'm a show off, fucking help it. That's just me. So I just feel like putting on some clothes and going out and talking to people. Hi, how you doing? Going up to Michael's Pocketbook Shop, you know, and sit and just chill over there for a little bit because, you know, I'm on hiatus right now. So I'm doing my thing for real. I'm just relaxing, you know, out. And, you know, and I said, oh, man, I said, you were on. I said, I know I wouldn't be able to catch Goofy, but maybe I'll just catch him for a few seconds, you know what I mean? And then I'm going to head on out into that green sunshine. Yeah. Mm. And I'm making some chicken in the oven right now. And I was making it while I was listening to you on the phone. And, you know, it was like I tasted the broth that I put on the chicken and I was like, damn, this tastes good.
Mm. Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
I love your plugs. I mean, I love them. Wow.
I'm sorry. See that's the mind state that I be on. When I listen to people so,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying, so deeply that I get things to interact with, you know, everybody in conversation.
That's a beautiful thing. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know, that is you. I mean, let me tell you, you all out there in BTR land, radio land, you know, this is talent, you know, right here where you at, where you plugged into right now on Smelly Prize. You know, is talent, skill, and love. You know, and I'm proud. You know, to be one who has connected with you. I am so proud.
Hey, let me ask you something, sweet.
Yeah, baby.
If I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, or I'm sitting at the computer, and I got a cup next to me, and you standing in the kitchen, doing whatever, uh-huh. And I hold my cup up, what would you do?
And you hold your cup up.
Mm-hmm.
I would either feel it or know that, you know, you wanted to feel me. And I'm
whatever secret messages we got. Okay, for that cup, you know what I'm saying? You know, might be somebody around, you know what I'm saying? Cup up in there, you know, it's time for a fill up, girl. Go on, meet me at the secret spot. Meet me at the water cooler. You know what I'm saying? What's the water cooler? Don't worry about what our water cooler is. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back 45 minutes.
Stay tuned for a station, right? Oh, man. I love y'all. I love you so much.
Man. So,
and,
it's going to be great.
And Miss Tasha, you know, big up that she's traveling. We just send the angels of travel and love with her, you know, as she does her thing. And for each of us, we're getting ready to do this thing in November, you know, traveling.
I mean, you see that picture. Oh, we got the, whoever the fuck is on the boulevard taking pictures, they going to make some money.
They
going to make some motherfucking money because I'm going to be taking pictures too, but I mean, I want some, you know, just in case the goddamn something fuck up with the camera and shit, type backup pictures, you know what I'm saying? So we take that.
Oh, yeah, so let me write down my, I have to go back to this show. I'm going to have to archive it so that I can remember this stuff.
Oh, tired in a boat for Wednesday. Hey, I woke up tired in a mofo.
If you could get a little bit of rest, you know, that'd be good. But check it though, you know, hit me up and let me know when we all gonna, you know, do this thing. But in the meantime, we surely do need, cause we only got like 13 days to countdown, you know, till we beam up.
Beam it off.
You know, till we beam off, you know. So we got to do this thing.
Hell, I guess that's cab action. Everybody just meet up, you know what I'm saying, catch a cab from the airport to the respective hotels and then link up. So we all got Moose Mobiles or some kind of walkie-talkie feature, really. Me, Juicy, Goofy.
I'm just saying,
Tasha. Yeah, so enough of us can...
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Should be in areas where we should all link up and be able to
absolutely.
chirp.
Yeah.
Boom, we all here. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Let's meet up. Because Goofy, I guess, will probably ultimately be the guy and Kay and Kareem. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's going to be awesome.
Well, I told him, I said, hey, listen now. I mean, y'all meet somebody. Can't we just creeping off to the room and, you know what I'm saying, leave a motherfucker on stuck now. I said, because we all come up with this motherfucker, you know, nobody, I know I ain't never been there, so.
Right.
No wonder off on me, you know what I'm saying?
My sister friend, Gigi, she will find you. She'd be like, you okay over here? All right. So, you know, we together, right?
Oh, hey, that's real, man. Shit. You lost off in no casino thinking you on a streak and shit because you don't want $20. Oh, shit, I'm on hit. I got 20 quarters, nigga. I'm rolling, nigga. This machine hot. No. It's time to get the fuck up out of here, people. Shit. I'm not coming to gamble, you know what I'm saying? Okay. One thing I ain't coming to do. Come to have some fun.
Absolutely.
You know, and see, and meet people I ain't never met.
I might do a little pulling of the slot. Cause, see, when I pull the slot, Smelly, this is how I do it, right? I get real intimate.
Woman, please. I can feel you. I wish I was a slot machine.
I get real intimate with that slot machine. I say, I love you. I start touching it, feeling it all on its sides, on the, you know, on the slot, you know, on the pull thing, whatever that is. I know what it is, but I can't think of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's smelly. That's, just think of it smelly.
Just go all the, and then when I get it, I just go all up to it and just like, oh, thank you. You know, and when it stops doing that for me, you know, I keep it moving. But I don't stay there long. I just, you know, I find that one that I'm going to make love to and that's going to make love back to me. So, you know, it's how you see it. It's just how you see it. You know, it's your perception. That's my perception of how I see that, you know. You know, when you've been on the, you know, when you've been on the Smelly Prize ship, you know, your ideas become more keen, you know, and you see things in a different light, you know. So, you know, when I hear "Beam Me Up, Smelly," you know, I know that I'm gonna get an eclectic. I'm making up words now. experience that when I come down, you know. That, you know, I am like, wow, you know, I just elevated to a new dimension, you know, in my own.
But what other host do you know has got a motherfucking nickname? You know,
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon. But I also nicknamed my testes. My left one is James Westfall, and my right one is Dr. Kenneth Noisewater. You ladies play your cards right, you just might get to meet the whole gang.
Now, me and I don't know who the fuck them crackers is. I'm going to have to look the motherfuckers up because, I have to call my shit Tyrone Davis or some shit and Johnny Taylor, goddammit, because I don't know about all them crackers you just named. Shit. Call my shit the hood.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? This bitch called the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, nickname, a.k.a. Octagon.
You know what I'm saying? That's real. Shouts out Nettie Nett popped off in here. I know she heading over to Goofy Bone Show.
Okay, well, shouts out to Nettie Nett and anybody who's in the chat room.
Yeah,
it's 2:28. Before I know it, it'll be, oh, my goodness. You know, I'm trying to call him. No, if I don't make it to call him, I'll hear him tonight at midnight. Yeah. Mm. Okay, so anyway, I'm a, you can, like, you know, beam me down. I'm on my way. And we're going to be in touch. Okay. I'm going to throw it out to Goofy anyway to just remind him to remind you, you know, but we got to do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Smelly?
Unfortunately, people, we have to beam Miss Sweetie Love back to the Love Prize. Bye, sweetie love.
All right, Smelly.
Love you. And we are out, people. And we finna go ahead and get into the last track. This is motherfucking Bobby Treacherous. Like I told y'all, I was gonna bring some heat. You know what I'm saying? I got Mogul Heat coming up tomorrow. Make sure y'all tune into the show, man. And we're gonna get it in. Right here live from motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize, Reckoning Game Radio. DJ Smell So Good. Check me out on, just Google me, man. Don't even check me out on nothing. Google me, and you will find me on everything. You know what I'm saying? Everything. And also check out my artist, though. www.myspace.com/JanuThePrincess. J-A-N-U, the Princess. And also check out on www.myspace.com. Drak Boys Princess. D-R-A-K-B-O-Y-Z Princess. And again, just Google me. DJ Smell So Good. Or Google Reckoning Game Entertainment, or Google WDGE, and you will find out everything about me that you would like to know. If you don't want to know it, fuck it, don't look for it. This is Bobby Treacherous. Shouts out to Coco's Lounge. Shouts out to TampaRap.com. Check them out. Shouts out to Joe. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to DJ Party Time. Shouts out to Goofy Bone. Shouts out to Sweet D Love. Shouts out to motherfucking House of Jacks. You know what I'm saying? We're coming through 186.2 Deuce. And shouts out to everybody, man. This is how we're doing it live right here on the radio, man. Uncut and uncensored all day long, man. Bobby Treacherous. This is All Flavors, man. And we are out, people.
Give it right back to him. I'ma give it right back to him. Blow your smoke in the air. Yeah. Yeah, I'm moving so diligent. Yeah, I'm smooth for the militant. Pushing my way through. You gotta make room for the elephant. Yeah, my music is relevant. You could use it to elevate. Turn my shit up in the club and watch the roof go up in the flames. We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn. If you posted at the bar, wait your motherfucking turn. I got dollars, but I'm saving it for college. So my baby gets some knowledge and he won't be like his father. Maybe he can prosper and maybe he can conquer all these lame ass politicians who ain't making no progress. Yeah, this year. I ain't taking no nonsense, but still I'm in this club trying to drink away my problems. Like shots of Patron, nah, give me the Cuervo. They got a 2-for-1, so I'ma drink it by the barrel. Shorty, you look good, but we gotta be careful, cause my weed don't have seeds, so you know I ain't sterile. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though, please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. Just blow your smoke in the air. Woo! And all my non-smokers, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah. You know, I really don't care. Cause the party ain't a party unless I'm in there. Y'all, party ain't a party unless I'm in the party.
The
shots already started.
What?
I'm already retarded.
Yeah.
I ain't gotta be the hardest.
Nah.
Shit, I'm not even an artist.
Nah.
You ain't gotta be the smartest.
Nah.
Bitch up in here. As long as you got your priorities.
Yeah.
I got the authority to take you to the crib.
What?
It's got 3 stories. All I need is 3 stories. It's cool with the orgies.
Yeah.
Hell nah, I can't afford to trick up in here. Nah. What's really up in here?
What's good?
This is a toast to the living. Raise your cups in the air.
Come on.
Yeah. What's really up in here?
What's
I'm drinking
good?
Like it's on the house. We getting fucked up in here. Y'all give me problems, I'ma give them right back. If y'all wanna talk shit, I'ma talk it right back. I back it up though. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors. I said I come in all flavors. I back it up, ma. Please return the favor. I'm only one color, but I come in all flavors.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Bobby Treacherous. Bobby Treacherous.